Critic Kevin Whitehead says that in 1920s jazz, two related kinds of music get labeled Chicago style. The first was the updated music New Orleans pioneers like King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton played after they moved north. The other Chicago style was jazz played by young white musicians who learned from those pioneers. Kevin says a recently released recording from 1940 evokes both Chicago styles.
Pianist Frank Melrose on Boy in the Boat from a 1940 session finally released this summer on Delmark. That Chicago label perversely credits the CD Bluesiana to Kansas City Frank Melrose, although he was from downstate Illinois and mostly based around Chicago. He did pass through KC from time to time and made a couple of records under the name Kansas City Frank's Foot Warmers, but even those were recorded in Chicago. And Melrose's music is a classic example of white Chicago style. That was a more frantic and solos-oriented revamp of New Orleans jazz. Frank Melrose had made a spate of recordings in the late 1920s with Chicago luminaries like Johnny Dodds and Bud Freeman. Then came the Depression. This 1940 recording was Melrose's first in a decade, but the nucleus of his eight-piece band had been together a while, and they sound well-drilled and ready for action. Melrose had picked up some pointers on orchestration from his friend Jelly Roll Morton. A standout here is Miller's arrangement of Morton's piano solo, New Orleans Joys. It's basically a series of improvised blues choruses, but like Morton with his bands, Melrose adds variety by injecting little interludes, background figures, and short breaks where the rhythm section drops out. It also has Morton's beloved so-called Spanish tinge, the syncopated snap of Cuban rhythm. This is a style he never left. Leroy Smith on clarinet and Bill Helgard on trombone. An occasional guest on Frank Melrose's 1940 stuff is singer June Davis. A decade later, she'd be singing Sun Ra arrangements with Red Saunders. It wouldn't be fair to call Davis a Billie Holiday impersonator, but she'd obviously learned a lot from Billie about shading and understatement. She's sort of a mid-century Madeleine Peru.
Pacing the floor, waiting for a knock on my front door. Tell me, have you ever felt that way? And say, walking in rain, getting nowhere, feel like a beggar in despair. Tell me, have you ever felt that way?
By 1940, Chicago style was almost extinct in Chicago. Most of the old crowd had moved to New York long ago, and some practitioners, like Benny Goodman, had moved on to swing music. In 1941, Frank Melrose cut some sides with clarinetist Bud Jacobson, but he was killed under mysterious circumstances a couple of months before Pearl Harbor. By then, the Dixieland revival was gearing up, hoping to return jazz to a better time. But Frank Melrose was no revivalist. This is a style he never left.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and his work is featured in the new book, Da Capo Best Music Writing 2006. He reviewed Kansas City Frank Melrose, Bluesiana, on the Delmark label.